Hey there. This episode of the Trailblazer's Guide to Careers is all about gaining Salesforce skills while still being a student. Once you're done with the episode, head over to the Trailblazer podcast page at trailhead.com/trailpod. That's T-R-A-I-L-P-O-D. There you'll find resources paired with every episode, including links to the Salesforce Students Groups, the Trailhead for Students program, and upcoming events near you geared towards students. Now, here's our show. This is Dana Hall, and you're listening to The Trailblazer, brought to you by Salesforce Trailhead, the fun way to learn, available free at trailhead.salesforce.com. So if you're looking to start your career or make a mid-career change into a growing industry, then you're in the right place. In this series, The Trailblazer's Guide to Careers, we explore the different career paths in the Salesforce ecosystem of customers and partners. In each episode, you'll learn about what it's like to work in a particular role, what skills and qualities will make you successful, and what you can do to get started down that career path. In this special episode, we're going to learn about how students can benefit from the technology and business skills available on Trailhead.
They told me, we can't hire you because you're not 18 yet.
That's Seamus. He's now a junior at Boston College.
I ended up working at a grocery store that summer as a cashier, but that wasn't what I wanted to do.
Seamus didn't get hired as a financial analyst, but he did eventually stumble into a new opportunity, one that had a lot of untapped potential.
So the next summer, I went back and I tried applying once again. And this time I was 18. So finally, after cold calling a bunch of different banks, I finally got in touch with one that was at least willing to hear me out. And after going in for the interview, they said, we don't have any positions for a financial analyst right now, but we do need a Salesforce administrator.
Seamus was studying finance and looking for a role as a junior financial analyst. He, like many students, had never even heard of Salesforce before.
And after having a conversation with the CFO about what the program was and how I could learn it, he referred me to Salesforce Trailhead, which is really where I got my start. Through Trailhead, I was able to learn kind of a basic level of skills. And once I got into the position, I was able to continue using Trailhead to learn even more about the programs, eventually getting my Ranger status 3 months after I started. So through that experience, now I've kind of built a little mini consultant business for myself. And it's been a great way for me to build some hard skills that no matter where I go and what I do with my life, they're still going to be applicable.
Seamus went from a student with aspirations to enter finance to a part-time Salesforce consultant, all because of what he learned on Trailhead. Now he's enjoying quite a side business for himself while still maintaining his enrollment as a full-time undergraduate student.
Being in school while still trying to, you know, be a part of the ecosystem is an interesting challenge. There are clients who would love for me to basically drop out right now and go to work for them. And that's been kind of a really unique situation, just trying to balance schoolwork and working in the ecosystem.
After Seamus finished his Salesforce admin job at the bank, he went into business for himself as an independent Salesforce consultant. He has found a few benefits to getting into this line of work while still being in school.
My specialty so far has been transitioning people from the classic version to Lightning version. There's a big hole in the market for that. What I've found is that when people contract with other independent consultants who have been in the business for a long time, they haven't necessarily gone and explored the functionality of Lightning to the same degree that I have, since I'm so new to it and Lightning is what I know. And because of that, I'm in a sweet spot to kind of ensure that that transition goes well for everyone while also making a name for myself in the industry, which is obviously a plus.
Seamus believes that while there are still lots of skills he continues to master, he may benefit from only having been exposed to the newest and most current Salesforce skills. He's also charging customers less for his services due to his experience level, which has given him access to a portion of the market that is both budget-conscious and willing to give an enterprising college student a chance.
I charge significantly less than all of the other industry professionals, still more than what you can make at a campus job. That's a great sweet spot. I think there's a niche there for students who are capable and can do the work, but aren't out in the workplace, so their costs are significantly lower. You can provide that gaining experience and as well as some financial support for your college journey.
As a full-time college student, Seamus can't take on tons of new clients. And as a new Salesforce user, he can't necessarily take on the most complicated projects. But neither of those has stopped him from keeping busy. He's using this part-time job as a way to gain valuable career experience for his resume, while also earning some pocket money.
This is something that, you know, on a Friday afternoon, after classes but before social life begins, I can sit down and work for 3 or 4 hours, make $100 or whatever, and go out and have a good time, knowing that I was productive that day from a professional perspective. It provides me with kind of an income, an external income, but it also means that I can feel like I'm a part of something bigger than myself. It's not just a campus job. It's something where, you know, I can point back to this experience and say, I learned something from this, and I helped develop my career through it as well.
Prior to his interview at the bank, Seamus had never heard of Salesforce. Now, as part of the Trailhead for Students program, Seamus is working to make sure other college students can start learning these marketable job skills before graduation.
I'd never heard of Salesforce before. And that's really odd because as I speak with college students, they haven't heard about it either. But the statistic is that 99 out of the Fortune 100 companies use Salesforce in their day-to-day operations. And that's an amazing statistic. And I think that illustrates the fact that no matter what I end up doing, Salesforce will probably be a skill set that I'll be utilizing on a day-to-day basis. It's something as basic as Microsoft Word or Excel. And because of that, I think it's almost a travesty that more college students aren't exposed to it in their curriculums or just in popular culture, because knowing these skills and putting them on your resume will really make you stand out as a candidate for whatever position you end up going into.
As you begin to look for your first job out of school and you start to work on your resume or CV, you'll want to add specific business and technical skills too. While in the past, pointing out a proficiency with spreadsheets and word processing was considered impressive, now skills like Salesforce are more in demand. Recruiters and hiring managers are looking for Salesforce skills even in their entry-level positions. And Trailhead badges, super badges, and certifications on your resume are a great way to demonstrate this proficiency. And while Trailhead has loads of technical content, that's not all there is to learn.
One of the coolest things for me about Trailhead is that it's not all about Salesforce. So Trailhead badges range anywhere from how to build a Mars rover, quote unquote, badge, to learning about equality in the workplace. And that's really neat because it's not just how do you build a report or how do you build a dashboard, things that are critical to the Salesforce structure. It's also how do we build a more inclusive workplace and how do we make our world better through the use of, you know, management techniques and communication techniques. So even if you just want to kind of get an idea for how businesses should operate from a moral or a kind of a respectful perspective, you can do that through Trailhead and maybe mix in a little bit of Salesforce along the way.
Recruiters want to see that you have hard technical skills and soft skills like clear communication, management, and constructive feedback. They know you're fresh out of school, so showing them that you have a well-rounded understanding of what's necessary to succeed at work will help you stand out from the crowd. And while there are a ton of learning opportunities for both soft and hard skills on Trailhead, you might be thinking, when exactly am I supposed to learn all of this? We know you're busy, and that's why Trailhead is made to be consumed in small pieces, with many of the lessons taking fewer than 15 minutes to complete.
You know, I always say, when other people are watching Netflix, I'm sitting there on the couch with my roommates, and I might have Trailhead open and just reading something during the commercials or whatever. And it makes me feel productive while I'm goofing off with my friends.
Whether you're setting aside time to work on Trailhead or just earning badges on your phone while waiting in line or while on the bus, there are plenty of free moments in your life to add some highly coveted business skills to your resume. And these are skills that can take you down many career paths at different companies and in a wide variety of industries.
See, that's the cool thing is that, like I said before, it's not industry specific necessarily. So if you're interested in business in any way, if you're interested in nonprofits in any way, social entrepreneurship, anything that you have to interact with other people, Trailhead can help you develop those skills. It's free, it's easy to access, and it's incentivized by having these little rank systems and points that make it really fun, gamifies it. You know, she's now 16, but when I started, I have a 15-year-old sister, and I encouraged her to get right on it as well, because it's never too early to start kind of developing your skills in a fun way. She was able to learn about kind of some school of management philosophies about how to manage people. And, you know, even if she goes back to her Girl Scout troop and she uses those, that's going to be helpful for her. So I would say that as long as the person can sit in front of a computer, it doesn't matter if they're 9 or 99, it's still going to be helpful for them.
Many students aren't 100% sure what careers they're interested in, and that's okay. But by having business and Salesforce skills on your resume, you're at least giving yourself more options and opportunities. These skills can get your foot in the door at internships and jobs in a wide range of roles, from helping to improve customers' online shopping experiences to managing emails for a political campaign.
I think that for most people, the sweet spot is going to be, well, I don't know what I want to do yet. And Trailhead and Salesforce in general is a great way to kind of get into that kind of cycle of thinking of, well, maybe this is what I want to do. Maybe I can go and be a Salesforce admin in whatever industry I find exciting. And then if I don't find that industry exciting anymore, I can go from automotive to agriculture, just like that, because everybody uses Salesforce and everybody uses it in a similar fashion.
Seamus had an idea of what he wanted to be when he grew up, but then he had a chance encounter with Salesforce. Now he's on a different path.
As a sophomore in high school, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an investment banker. And so I went through my entire rest of my high school, first year of college, saying I wanted to be an investment banker. And I knew what my 10-year plan was going to be. I knew all of that. And then that plan got derailed. And as life does, it got in the way. It's something that I never would have thought, even as far ago as a year ago, that I would be in this role and in this position. But I am, and that's thanks to the opportunities that Salesforce and Trailhead for Students has kind of provided me. You know, I don't know if I'll end up working for Salesforce or working for a consultancy firm or even an investment bank, but no matter where I go, I know that Salesforce will hold kind of a place in my career.
This is Dana Hall. Now that you've heard what it's like to start learning on Trailhead while still in school, let's talk about some smart next steps. First things first, head to the Trailblazers podcast page at trailhead.com/trailpod. That's T-R-A-I-L-P-O-D. There, you'll find resources paired with every episode, including a link to the Trailhead for Students program for more information on getting involved at your school. Check out trailhead-for-students.salesforce.com and our community groups specifically for students at trailhead.salesforce.com/community/students. You'll also find information on the credentials you can earn to stand out from the pack and attract the eyes of hiring managers and recruiters. And don't worry, we have classes and workshops to prepare you for these credentials. And when you're ready to register for one of them, don't forget to use the discount code TRAILPOD for 10% off. And remember, learning is always more fun with friends. Check out trailblazer.salesforce.com to meet millions of trailblazers from across the globe or right in your backyard. So make sure to say hi to us on Twitter at Trailhead with the hashtag TRAILPOD and on Facebook at Salesforce Trailhead. Now's your chance to get started on your next adventure. See you soon at trailhead.com/trailpod. See you on the trail.
Brought to you by Salesforce Studios. This has been a Trailblazer Radio production.